So are we going to go in debt starting Friday morning?
Is that maybe. Yeah. By the way, 27% of people say they're going into debt for the holidays. Sandy, are you aghast?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yes, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
And there's millions of people who still haven't paid off their debt from the last holiday season.
Aye.
So we really want to try to tell people, come on. And you know, don't feel compelled to go shop on Black Friday. Yes, there are like three things that are doorbuster deals.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they run out fast, and chances are you're not going to get it. You know, probably the guy who went to the game will get it, gets his way every time.
The guy that's been waiting there for hours.
Yeah, and so I think it's really interesting. You know, Black Friday used to have this huge significance. And look, a ton of money will be spent between, you know, Thursday and the end of the day, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of the deals are out already. So you can go, if you really feel like you want to escape your family, you know, like go to the bathroom, bring your phone, mm-hmm. and surf the web and go check out the prices, because a lot of stuff's out there already. And you can be really smart about the way you shop also. You know, you can download apps, and just in a like hat tip to Sandy, because I know she would love this, that there's this really cool app called Giftster, which allows you to create a list for the holidays, attach dollar amounts. You could even share it with family members if you wanted to. And I think that if you don't know what you spent last year, it's really hard to begin this holiday season. So I would encourage people to look back last year and say, like, pull those credit card statements up, maybe your December, January ones. And maybe what you thought was so important to spend money on last year, you're still paying off. And you're like, you know what? Not so important.
Yeah. That's the part that hurts, when you're still paying it off. And you will be for the next however many years.
Right.
Yeah. And even if not, I mean, even if it were just, let's just say you bought something and it cost $100 and you threw it on your credit card. And let's say you paid it off within 6 months. It didn't cost you $100. Probably cost you $150.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so was that worth it?
Right.
You know, also my favorite stat about gifts is that when you do a lot of research, here's what is like makes a very impactful gift, something that's an experience that you share with somebody. So for example, if I say, okay, Scotty, I want to give you a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you a very fancy Tiffany pen.
Okay.
Okay. It's nice, right?
Very nice. Yeah.
But imagine if I said, Scotty, I'm going to give you a Christmas gift. You know, I'm on my book tour, and I'm going to stop by, and you're going to do a walking tour of Rochester for me.
Ah,
see? So that experience, like having an experience like that, has a much greater impact on the recipient of the gift. So you don't really have to go nuts spending money, because no one remembers anyway.
If I bought you garbage plate from Nick Tahoe's, would that be a great experience when you come to Rochester?
I don't know what that means. That's an interesting group of words that ended up in a sentence. But I have no idea what you mean.
How about that's what we are known for? Rochester, we're known for Wegmans and garbage plates.
Yes.
Garbage plates. I think of Rochester as, okay, so when I think about Rochester, I, of course, think about the institutions of higher learning.
Yes,
that's
great
what I
ones.
Think about, right?
Yes, very much so.
And do I think about IBM and Kodak? Didn't they used to have facilities there?
Xerox and Kodak, yep.
Xerox and Kodak. Okay,
yeah.
So I mean, that used to be. That was like a 70s thing.
Yeah, well,
you know
that's
what?
Sad. That still hurts for us.
Kodak, oh, sorry.
Kodak still is here, and it is the birthplace of, you know, photography and imaging, commercial, I mean, whatever. Mm. But you know what? We will get you up here, and we will do an experience.
We should. And so just remember that as you think about your holiday season. And, you know, don't go crazy. The weird thing is we all do go crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys do that bit where you said, oh, the average meal costs $49, the average Thanksgiving meal?
No, but just blew up my next break. Thanks.
It's ridiculous. Sorry.
no,
anyway,
I'm just joking.
It's baloney. It's $49. But if you want to just have some fun, you should go look at the TikTok video of the guys in New York City who did a Thanksgiving meal on the L train going
on the subway,
out to Brooklyn.
I saw that.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I just want to say, look at you, Jill Schlesinger, talking about TikTok.
Yeah,
you know what? I know a few things. I know a few things. You know what? I know so much. So it's like I am a mile wide and a quarter inch deep. So about pop culture, that is.
Oh,
I only know. I know about TikTok because whatever. I have nieces and nephews and stuff.
Sure.
But they did a video. And it's hysterical.
It is.
What was interesting was, you know, I read this stat about, oh, it's $49 for the average Thanksgiving meal in the United States, which seemed very low to me.
Yeah.
So these people did a meal on the subway. Fantastic. You guys should post this video. It's hysterical. And the cost was like $230.
Is that with the pass to get on the train?
I wish that. They probably, everyone had easy pass.
Hey, there's one thing I want to mention. You know, you're talking about things like, I like to shop online. Sandy loves to shop in real life, but there's ways to get deals and discounts. I found this one app. It's not necessarily an app. It's like an extension.
Yeah.
It's called Honey. Have you ever heard
Honey
of it?
Honey is a browser extension. It's awesome. And so if you do research online, it will basically flag to you where that item is sold, either online or in a physical store.
Yeah.
And Sandy, you're not alone. That is how most people are actually shopping. What they're doing is they're doing research online, but they are going to the stores. And the stores are finally getting a little bit smarter about this in that they are actually saying, wait, what is our advantage over online? Oh, people can come in and see and feel what we do.
Yeah.
And so as a result, they're doing these great experiential marketing things. My favorite, of course, is Nordstrom here in New York has serving alcohol.
Oh, stop.
Don't tell Jill. Not you, Jill. My Jill.
She'll be there in a second.
That's a way to shop, baby. Well, no, that's a terrible way to shop. Yeah.
It is the experience of it. And Black Friday, whether you're going just to keep up the tradition of you and a bunch of your friends or your family going, you know, you got to set the budget, and that's really it. For the holidays,
the
it's easy to just set a budget and stick to it, and then the rest
and
is.
And it may not be easy, but it is sort of simple, and it's easier today.
Yes.
You know, and so the other thing I just want to remind everyone, the biggest thing right now at checkout counters this year are these installment loans. And they're like, it's like a flashback to the 50s, like, oh, buy this in this many easy payments.
Oh, wow.
It seems like a great thing. I think it's better than credit cards in some respects because you know exactly what your payment's going to be, and it is a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Okay.
However, you miss a payment, you still get the high fees.
Okay.
So if you can't afford to pay it off in 30 days, just don't buy it.
Yeah.
Jill, thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm very thankful
for our relationship. This is our first Thanksgiving together, you guys.
I know.
I'm very appreciative.
It's like a Friendsgiving. And I want you to make sure you go. This is a great stocking stuffer. It's called Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. And you can pick it up. That's Jill's book. It's been out for a while. And check out her website, jillonmoney.com, and the radio show and the podcast and all the cool stuff that she does. And the best for you and your family.
And to you as well. Thanks, guys.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, business analyst. And we'll talk to you in just a few minutes here on 98.9 Buzz. It's Bizzano and Sandy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.